Hi, this is the Joe Downtown Show. Now, if you've ever listened to this show, you might think it's all about downtown Las Vegas. New businesses, new people, new energy. But what's it really about? Change. Entropy. The only constant in the universe of which downtown is an atom on a speck on the surface of a pinch of dust. And like that atom, it's changing. It's constantly moving. And what person who's seen Vegas change from what many of you may think is the beginning, that is more than 15 years ago, or for many of you more than a year ago, the time you moved here, is Doug Pupple. Pupple, that's his real name, is a former editor at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Father of two girls, devoted husband. I worked with him when he was at the Review-Journal, in fact. We both left around the same time. And the RJ office, the RJ is what the locals call the Review-Journal, is on Bonanza Road, not too far from here. So Doug and I are both familiar with downtown and what used to be here and how it's changed. And with that, I'm welcoming Doug because, like all of us, especially in the news business, he's had to change himself. Welcome, Mr. Pupple.
Thanks, Joe. That was quite an introduction.
Yes.
And it was a pleasure to work with you back in the day. We had a lot of fun. I look back at that as some of the most exciting times in my career.
It really was. You know, I'm trying to think if I ever covered a... I don't think I ever covered an actual murder on Fremont Street back then, but now it's almost... It would be unheard of. I remember one woman, a tourist, who followed some guy down the street here, and her body was later found. But never anything like that. No. And now I think it'd be impossible to happen here. But just my impression of how Fremont Street has changed. What are your thoughts about the change you've seen?
Well, you can divide it into certain eras. I mean, when I got here in 1988, you could still drive all the way down to the Union Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
And that was before the Fremont Street Experience was built, and people used to cruise downtown. And I got here for the tail end of that, and they put in the canopy, and that was going to change the experience down here. And I guess it has in a way, but it's the energy that you see now in the East Fremont is, to me, a lot more organic, and it's a lot more... genuine.
Organic, even though one major corporation owns much of the land, the parcels around this area, you still feel that organism?
Well, I think it's tilled. They tilled it. Obviously, it's a big business that's here, and they're in a lot of different venues and a lot of different industries. But I think that at the atomic level, if you want to keep using that, the people here, they look pretty organic. There are now people in downtown Las Vegas I would be proud to introduce to my daughters. And that has not been true through, you know, the bulk of the 25 years that I've been in town.
Well, before we get a little bit more into the changes here, what you've been part of change from the news business to, I don't know, union operative to other things. Give me a little bit about your background and what you're doing now.
Well, I came to Las Vegas in 1988.
By way of Cleveland.
Yes, I grew up in Cleveland. I worked in newspapers on both sides of town.
Are you still a Browns fan?
I was when I lived in Ohio. The weather during the football season is pretty cold, so you stay inside and watch TV. The football season here in Las Vegas is some of our nicest weather, so I'm much more likely to be found tossing a football with my daughters than watching football on television.
So you're not a fan of any professional team?
Correct.
And your daughters are quite sportive?
Supportive?
Sportive. They're sportos?
No, they're girls.
So you're throwing the football at them as hard as you can to see if they can catch it?
No, it's not an organized football team. It's like we would take the dog to the park and have a football with us.
You're wishing they'd play football someday.
I wish they would play basketball.
Oh, are they tall kids?
They're tall.
All right.
They're tall.
Well, enough about that. Anyways, so by way of Cleveland, you ended up here 25 years ago, fresh out of the womb almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're a young, bushy-haired kid, wisecracking with the mafiosos and the wise guys, and what happened?
Well, It still said brown for the hair color on my driver's license then.
Yeah.
I went to work on the copy desk at the paper editing. I moved over to the city desk where I
Let's not get into too many details.
Supervised a lot of big the courts and police, so was familiar with a lot of the crime news that went on at the time. The competitive nature of the two newspapers was, I would think, it was different back then. They were both based in Las Vegas. You saw the competing journalists more than you do today, and there were just more of them, more aggressively covering the stories. It was a fun time to be a journalist. I became business editor in the late 1990s. We launched the...
launched a lot of stuff, but you left around the same time I did in the early 2000s or late 90s.
That's correct.
And then what did you go on to do?
I went to edit a gaming industry publication, and from there I was recruited to edit the website and magazine for the United Brotherhood of Carpenters.
Then the recession hit.
And, yeah, fast forward 10 years, the union decided to go in a different direction with its communication efforts, and I was left without a chair when the music stopped.
Yeah, and you couldn't knock somebody off their own chair. And where does that leave you now? What are you doing now? I see you downtown, burning the rubber, going down the streets.
I do a lot of client work. People find me if they need a website, if they need a biography written. I contribute pieces to books. I've written magazine articles. If it has to do with words and pictures, I probably have worked on it at some point.
Just any damn thing you can find.
Comic books I've done.
Comic books? Tell me quickly your comic
It was a comic encouraging members of the union to be active in politics.
Oh, gotcha.
It was about 15 panels.
Awesome.
Not an actual book.
All right.
More like 2 pages in a magazine before we got into the boring political stuff. Right.
So now do you want to specialize in downtown?
I think that's where the opportunities are, and I never believed I would ever say such a thing until now, but it's a good place to be, and in the parts of Las Vegas that aren't downtown, there's not a lot of overlap. People are tremendously interested in the things that are happening down here. So if they think you're from downtown, you have some credibility with the square community.
Right. Now, you live out in the well-manicured suburbs, I take it, safely ensconced in some high-walled fiefdom. So, and yet you're down here. That is sort of anachronistic for you. I mean, I'd say being from Cleveland, you're probably a rough-and-tumble kid throwing the ball in the sand lot, but then you moved into this fiefdom, and now you're back down here, swapping punches with the rest of us, trying to drum.
Well, I live in a large master plan community in western Las Vegas on land that was originally owned by Howard Hughes. I don't want to say the name, but a mutual acquaintance of ours once, her name was Annette, and she said to me, she goes, with all those rules and regulations that you have to follow out there, I would never want to move to that master plan community. And I said, Annette, that's exactly why I'm out there. So, I mean, it's a great place for my kids to be.
So I don't know. When I see you walking down the street, should I be thinking that old Nevada term, carpetbagger? Oh, geez, look at him coming from the suburbs trying to make good on the what's going on downtown. He wasn't here.
This town, this state was built by carpetbaggers.
So,
and I have a carpet bag full of knowledge that people who downtown may not have. I mean, there's so many newcomers here, they couldn't tell you whether Charleston runs east, west, or north and south.
So what kind of businesses are downtown that you can tap into? I mean, what do they need? And is it marketing? Is that what you're doing?
I market my experience in the community as much as my ability as a writer and editor and manager of projects. And with so many newcomers down here, people are interested in old Vegas. I mean, you're putting me on your radio show not because I'm downtown today, but because I've been in Las Vegas since 1988.
Well, tell me, why do you think downtown is happening now?
I think that the cost of entry for businesses got so high in other areas of the community that the attention had to come down here. The real estate depression made a lot of space available for people to open business, and obviously Tony Shea's investment in this part of our community has kindled a lot of interest in other businesses down here. People are fascinated with downtown. I think it's perhaps the technology divide that they might be on one side of, and they're interested in what's going on the other. And then, you know, it's our downtown. And for the first time, it feels like a downtown. You know, you have the court area of downtown, you've got the East Fremont downtown, you got what I like to call the Disneyland downtown by the with the mall and the Smith Center and the museum and the Mulaski Corporate Center and the World Market Center down there. And, you know, the wide streets and the tourists coming in, and here you got the gritty urban downtown. You don't know whether that fellow in front of you is a hipster or a hobo. And I think that there's a lot of attraction to it. For me personally, as somebody who enjoys telling stories, I mean, that's why you're here. I mean, there's some great stories in downtown Las Vegas.
I was especially surprised when I learned yesterday from a source that the Link on the Strip is thinking about shuttling people from the Strip to downtown, which, after 16 years of being here, is... I almost like hung it up. I just almost couldn't believe that that would actually happen, that a casino on the Strip would shuttle... It's actually not a casino. The Link isn't a casino, but it is built by Caesars. Would shuttle tourists, customers, people with dollars in their pockets from that site all the way downtown. I mean, it just blew my mind. I mean, what's that all about?
Well, I think obviously there's interest in downtown by people who might be at the Link, and there might be interest in going down to the Strip for people who are in downtown.
Yeah, but you know the old canard. You know, that's why there aren't any clocks in casinos. They make them like mazes so you can't get out. Traditionally, those businesses never wanted people to leave. There are no benches anywhere on the Strip to sit because they don't want people to sit there and watch. They want them in the building spending money. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's astounding. Can downtown Las Vegas have that much of an attraction to even tourists?
Well, I mean, you know, how big a bus and how often is it going to run? I mean, you don't know that. There's a curiosity, I mean, about downtown. It's not limited to the Las Vegas area. Tony Shea's efforts have been written about in, you know, national publications. People are aware of it. My dad, who is a proud owner of a flip phone, he's familiar with the things that are happening in downtown Las Vegas. So it's a story that's being told. So people are probably wanting to go check it out when they're here. And when you get on that bus, you're at a Caesars venue. And when you take the trip back to wherever, to the Strip, you're going to be at a Caesars venue. So they'll eventually end up at that property, or they are bringing in people who are already downtown to their property.
Does your dad know how to text?
He does. He says he got one text.
Oh, okay. My mom has a phone, and texting is beyond her technological acumen. But
I think it's an effective way to communicate personally.
So, Doug, you have a long, long history in business knowledge. You edited the business page at the Review Journal when I was there. I remember you won, I don't know, umpteen awards. That page did. You were a pro, still are. Now you're actually one of the people that business pages occasionally write about. And you're plying, you know, downtown businesses. You're wearing the soles out on your feet, running people down as potential clients. Where is this all heading? I mean, put the crystal ball in front of you. Put on the pointy hat with the stars and the moons, and tell me where you think downtown's going.
You know, if I did have that pointy hat with the stars and the moon, I wouldn't be the only one in downtown Las Vegas wearing one. Well, I mean, all you have to do is continue to walk east on Fremont from where we are. And you can see the buildings that are all fenced in from here almost all the way to Maryland Parkway. And I'm not privy to the plans that the downtown project has for them, but obviously there are some plans, and they've delivered on what there is so far. So I expect the continue to move east of the development that we're calling East Fremont. And if you go down into where the lawyers are, say walk down on 7th Street, some of those older office buildings are getting refurbished, so the owners of them must see some opportunities there. I'm familiar with some artists' efforts down in the arts district, that they want to create spaces where they can bring in artists for having studios, and then they can live nearby where they work. I think that it's going to just be more of the same, but more of the same. I mean, there are people, you know, will need places to stay. They will need places to eat. I think that the parking crisis is a little bit overhyped, because people are spoiled in this town, being able to park in front of wherever they want to be and not have to pay for it.
Well, that always bothers me when people say we're spoiled. People are, they get used to something. So when people come from L.A. to here, they say, oh, the traffic's not bad here. Look, I don't want to compare us to L.A. I never want us to get that bad. We have a certain standard that we're used to, and you try to maintain it. You don't let it get worse simply because it's still better than L.A.
Well, you get what you pay for, and if there's some places that you want to see in downtown, you should be used to, you know, you should expect to feed a meter. I mean, that's how it is in downtown. Not just this downtown, that's how it is in every downtown I have ever been in.
I wonder if that quarter I have with the string on it will still work in the meters. Put the quarter in, pull it back out.
We can give it a shot.
So so you see it still growing. I wonder, out in the Hustings, suburbia, do people just see what's happening downtown as positive? Because when you're down here in the middle of it and you're like slogging through the muck, you hear people who are here every day talk, there's more negative feelings at some points about what's going on. They're very close to it. But I wonder if, like I said, out in the Hustings, people just see it as this growing Oz.
I think that's a good way to put it. They do have a gauzy look on it, and when they come down here, it's usually to have a good time. They're going out to eat, they're going out to drink. So, you know, by the nature of their interaction with this area, they're looking to have fun. But I will tell you, I do ask a lot of people, and more of them say they come down here. And that has not always been the case.
Yes,
I've lived in that part of Las Vegas since 1991. And unless you work down here or you had to be down here, people from that part of town just wouldn't come to downtown. But that's changed, you know, especially for the younger people. They have lots of things down here that young people like to do, and the folks out there in the western part of the valley are taking advantage of them.
Awesome. Very interesting. Doug Pupple, former editor, business editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What's your business called now?
Doug Pupple. You can reach me at DougPupple.com. That's DougPupple.com.
And you're a consultant for businesses that what? Want, need?
They need their story told in an effective fashion, whether it's in print or online. I'm not a designer, but in my long career, I've been fortunate to meet some very talented people, and I collaborate on a variety of projects. You know, sometimes I'm at the top of the billing like Julia Roberts, and sometimes I'm down at the bottom like Eric Roberts. It's every day I get up, I say I'm trying to set an example for my daughters, because the world that I'm living in now is a lot more like the world that they're going to live in, versus working in that union office, putting out a magazine every quarter, checking making sure I got my pension credit deposit. Is a lot more like the world that my dad lived in. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hustling. And when I was business editor, I used to say that there was no better market to make a go of things in than Las Vegas, because anybody you need to reach here in town, you can reach. And everybody came from somewhere else, so there isn't the hesitancy to deal with a newcomer or a stranger than there might be in other communities. So I'm very optimistic about Las Vegas, because this town has always been able to figure out a way to survive and grow, and you know, whether this next big thing is the next big thing or there's going to be, there'll be another one after that. So I'm, and as a writer and a storyteller, there's no better place to live than Las Vegas. This is the most amazing community in terms of what goes on here and the people who live here.
Quite an endorsement from Doug Popple, who's lived here 25 years. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it. It's been fun. This is the Joe Downtown Show on KUNV 91.5 FM. I'm Joe Shaneman. I'm a writer and reporter for the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly. This airs at 9 p.m. Wednesdays, and you can also see repeats of it, or you can see it for eternity on the Las Vegas Sun website under Joe Downtown in the radio/podcast section. All right. So that was Doug Popple, the former editor, and actually, he was our last guest for the Joe Downtown Show. This is going to be the last broadcast for a variety of reasons, all of them good. It's no different than really what Doug has been talking about, which is change. Everything changes. We're changing. We're doing new things at the Sun. I'm still covering downtown as Joe Downtown, and you can read the stories I write in the Las Vegas Weekly column and the daily in the Las Vegas Sun newspaper online and in the paper. There's just so much happening. There's going to be so much more happening in this in 2014. And one of those things is going to be a new publication the Sun is putting out in about a week and a half, which is called The Sunday, which is really going, it's an interesting project. It's more in-depth reporting that's going to be encapsulated in a free weekly that's going to be distributed in thousands of places around the city. So you want to catch that. You also want to catch what's going on in the Sun on regularly. So keep reading. Keep listening. We might be on again someday, some format. You just never know. This has been, it's been a fun time with the 3 or 4 months that we've done this. I'm Joe Shaneman. I'm a reporter and writer for Las Vegas Weekly and the Las Vegas Sun. This is 91.5 KUNV FM for producer Steven Zeller. Goodbye.